I'm Dan Schwartzman with your NBC Sports Audio Update. The Dallas Mavericks stay alive in the Western Conference Finals with a Game 4 home win 119-109 over the Golden State Warriors as Luka Doncic scores 30 points while pulling down 14 rebounds and dishing 9 assists. The Warriors, who were led by Steph Curry with 20 points, still lead the series 3-1. Game 5 will be in San Francisco on Thursday. The All-NBA teams have been announced, with league MVP Nikola Jokic leading the first team, along with Giannis Antetokounmpo, Luka Doncic, Jason Tatum, and Devin Booker. The second team is led by Joel Embiid, along with Steph Curry, Ja Morant, DeMar DeRozan, and Kevin Durant. 2 games on the NHL playoff schedule, as the New York Rangers tie up their series with the Carolina Hurricanes at 2 games apiece, with a 4-1 win in New York, while the Edmonton Oilers take a 3-1 series lead over the Calgary Flames with a 5-3 win, as Ryan Nugent-Hopkins scores a winner with 3 minutes and 27 seconds remaining in the game before Evander Kane puts it away with an empty netter. Sources are reporting that the Pittsburgh Steelers are prepared to name their Vice President of Football and Business Administration, Omar Khan, as their new general manager, replacing Kevin Colbert, who stepped down after 22 years with the organization. Khan joined the Steelers back in 2001 as a football operations coordinator. Baltimore native Kyle Fuller has returned home, agreeing to a 1-year contract with the Ravens. The cornerback spent last season with the Denver Broncos after playing 6 years for the Chicago Bears. Fuller is expected to be a backup to starters Marcus Peters and Marlon Humphrey. The city of Indianapolis will continue to host the NFL Combine for at least the next 2 years after the league put the event up for bids from other cities, just like the Super Bowl and the NFL Draft. Indy has been the home of the Combine since 1987. At the French Open, 2-seed Daniil Medvedev has no trouble advancing to the second round in straight sets, while 14-seeded Denis Shapovalov is upset in straight sets by Holger Vitus Nutsavrun. Also advancing are 7-seed Andrei Rublev, 8-seeded Casper Ruud, and 4th-seed Stefanos Tsitsipas, who survives losing the first 2 sets before rebounding to win the next 3 over Lorenzo Musetti. Meanwhile, in the women's draw, no big upsets so far today. A 3rd-seed Paula Badosa, 7-seed Arina Sabalenka, 8-seed Karolina Pliskova, and 9-seeded Danielle Collins, along with 11-seed Jessica Pegula, all move on to round 2. It's a daily fight afternoons on Twitter. 2 betting experts face off. Each makes 3 bets. 1 champion emerges. It happens every Monday to Friday. Tail or fade their plays. Get involved. Follow at NBC Sports Bet on Twitter and discover all that NBC Sports Edge has to offer. With your NBC Sports Audio Update, I'm Dan Schwartzman.